Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chris from Casually Lit, your favorite show. Jason and Rhodey, for the very first time, are about to become amazing, amazing dads. So that in mind, we're going to be taking a short break from the show, but we're not going away. In the meantime, we're going to be sending down the pipes some old atypical shows. Some of you may not have heard them before, maybe you have. So don't worry, you'll still be able to hear our smooth and sultry voices during this small little break of ours. So sit back, don't worry, and before you know it, we'll be back. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for flying the airways with us today on Atypical Podcast DFW, serving you out of Arlington, Texas.
Do they get tax breaks for that?
Jason Tyree, and I'm your co-pilot, Jay Webb.
I want one of those bottles of popcorn.
If you could make sure your seatbacks and tray tables are in their upright and locked positions while we prepare to take off with nonstop service through your ear holes and into your brain.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Monday.
It's Wednesday.
By the way.
Little known fact, yes. I looked up how to spell Wednesday this week.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that is totally not
time.
How
I do it every time
it
I spell it.
I was like, that Wins. Is not Wednesday. Wins.
And I'm still actually Wins. Iffy on how to spell tomorrow.
You just, is it two M's?
T-O-M-O-R-O-W.
You put Tom.
R-O-O.
You put Tom, a bunch of R's, and then it'll fix it.
It'll fix it.
And then your
autocorrect
will take over.
Yes, we love you, autocorrect, for saving bad spellers since whenever you're...
Except I don't have autocorrect, so I'm a better speller than all y'all.
Do you have T9?
I hate T9.
Yeah.
T9. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't even know how we're still brothers.
You can undo that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's forms. I mean, when you fill them out.
We're not brothers anymore, legally.
I divorced my brother.
I mean, it's mostly because...
Next
just,
on Jerry Springer.
It's just mostly because there's a whole lot of forms to fill out, and I'm real lazy.
That's
love
true.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Well, that was weird.
Well, that's
they love each other. It's very cute.
Like in a brotherly way.
Sexual way, too.
We're brothers. We're brothers.
Shoot the gay away.
I am my brother.
Shoot the gay away. For all our gay listeners, we know that that's not possible. But still funny.
Hey. So we're getting started with a bang. But we're talking about spelling earlier. I watched Bad Words this week, finally. The best movie ever. Well, it wasn't the best movie ever.
What?
But it was freaking hilarious.
It was pretty good.
Bad Words.
What's it on? Yeah, where can I see it?
We rented it offline.
Oh, okay.
Who's having it?
Jason Bateman.
I don't remember that guy's name. Yeah,
Jason Bateman.
Pie fucker?
Only the star of Arrested Development.
Oh, not Pie fucker.
Yeah, no. It's a really good movie. It's pretty
hilarious.
Funny.
He's in a little kid's spelling bee, and he finds
such
a loophole.
An asshole.
And he plays a complete asshole to all these little kids and stuff. And
really?
Yeah, and he's like spelling all the words perfectly, and it's the funniest thing.
I would watch that.
This one girl's like, why are you in the little spelling bee? This is for kids. God hate, you know, we hate you, whatever. And he's like, hope your son crawls back up your dried out cunt and does all this stuff. And you're just like.
Yeah, no, it's
so it's basically
funny.
Like The Ringer, but with spelling bees.
Yes. And way more vulgar. I'm pretty sure The Ringer was PG-13. Was it R?
Yeah. I think it was. Yeah,
this is like super R.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and it's hilarious, though. I was laughing so hard. And then it's funny when you find out why he's in the spelling bee and all that. Great movie. Bad yes. Words.
It's probably because of cancer, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's one of those indie films, so it's real, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I like those kind of films. Yeah. Low budget, but made like a movie.
Yeah.
And they're always pretty good,
too.
There's
no CG robots or lens flares.
You got me hung up on Super R.
Super R?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell's a Super R?
Super
is
R.
Like,
tons
like
of curse
this movie
words.
Is rated R.
Super R.
This movie's rated R. Super R.
No, it's just lots and lots of cursing. You're like, whoa, he just said cunt.
He actually just said that.
Family movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as.
Yeah. It's kind of like Hit Girl in the first Kick-Ass.
Oh, right.
It's like, whoa. She's like 15 and saying all those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie, though. But I love that movie. Yeah, I love awesome. Kick-Ass 1 and 2.
Yes.
I also found out how old I was this weekend. We got a washer and dryer, a new one, and I was excited about it.
I know.
People made fun of me at work because I was like, oh, we bought a new washer and dryer today. And they were like, oh, really? That's cool. And I was like, no, like, it's awesome. I'm so excited.
And now we're on week three of Jason's birthday celebration.
Yeah, it's awesome. Week three, I always buy myself a new appliance. No, but no, it's sad.
I know the feeling.
Feel like a grown up.
It was delivered, and I couldn't wait to get home. And then there was no Caitlin washed all the clothes already.
I did.
There was nothing for me to wash.
And you were sad.
Everything in the house I washed.
I was like, this is horse shit.
I wanted to come home and do laundry. Yeah. You stole it all from me.
And she looked at her shoes and was like, I did it in half the time as the old one. Yeah,
that's exact. Best. Yeah.
For real, though, you can fit so much more in there.
Yep. I think
that's
we can wash
that.
Where's your old
Sorry,
ones?
Sorry, Jason.
Where's your old ones?
Best Buy took them from us.
Would you have wanted them?
Yeah, I would have. Oh. I don't have one.
God bless.
I have to go to the mat or my mom's house.
If we had known that, we would have the let you have them.
The lavandería?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Spanish for laundromat.
Is that how you say that?
Lavandería, yeah.
I thought
they were the big, yeah.
I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
Sounds like a Mexican, like, bang bus, like bang laundry.
The love.
It's worth a Google.
Bang laundry.
Bang laundry.
Check that out.
There's probably some fetishes out there about doing laundry and, oh, these are dirty. I need to wash them with your penis.
Well, obviously, doing it on the washer is an amazing thing.
El autobús le va.
Especially if it's not balanced.
Wait, I'm sorry. It's the dryer. Sorry, dryer. Just ask Paul Walker. She's like, let the dryer do the work.
What movie was that?
It's too soon.
Come on, come on.
It's too soon.
Come on, somebody get it. What movie is that?
You made
Fast
me
and the Furious.
He's the quarterback.
No.
Lance Harbor.
Varsity Blues.
Lance Harbor.
I know that I've seen this movie.
That's one of my favorite things to do at work is just quote movies like that and hope that nobody gets it. And then I just laugh. I did it. Today I quoted 40-Year-Old Virgin and they got it. And I was like, oh, you sons of bitches.
I'm supposed to be mysterious.
I know. I love doing that. And they look at me like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm just,
I came up with it on my own. Okay?
I love movie quotes.
I did the 40-Year-Old Virgin though. I was up there and I was like, what did I say? Oh, where he reads the speed dating card and he's like, oh, yeah, she was a hoe for show. Yeah. And they were like, what the hell's wrong with you? And then he was like, oh, that's 40-Year-Old Virgin. I was like, God damn it. Stole my sunshine.
So what's your name, Gina? No, Gina.
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 Looking to get back on the pole, if you know what I'm talking about.
You're kind of feminine. It could work out.
A little ruse on you, a little lipstick.
This is what I hate about HBO. We're going to talk about Jay's dwelling into HBO, but for me, HBO just replays, like, unless you have HBO Go, they replay the same damn movies for like 2 months.
When I had HBO for real, same way, yeah.
And then I got a real kick out of the fact that they were playing This Is 40 on one of the HBOs, and then they were playing
40-Year-Old Virgin on the other one.
And Leslie Mann is in both of them, and I was like, that's very interesting.
Isn't she married to the...
Judd Apatow. Mm-hmm.
Are those both of his movies?
Yes.
No.
So, there you go. But Jay is recently new to... Well, actually, what happened was Jay was having a terrible... Well, it wasn't terrible fourth. Sorry, that's an incorrect way to put it. But he has a child now, so he wasn't out...
He's having a parenting fourth.
Yeah, he wasn't out doing the fireworks and stuff. And now he'd called me and talked for a minute.
Yeah, everybody was like, hey, you guys want to come out to fireworks? And I was like, with a month-old baby? That sounds like a great idea. So the baby is scared by loud noises, and you want me to take her to a bunch of explosions. This is the best idea you've ever had, you retard.
So I wanted to cheer him up, and I was like, you know what? Here's my HBO Go password. Plus, I forgot that I even had it, because I would have gave it to you a long time
ago. Dude, I've been using this HBO Go like a motherfucker.
So I'm assuming HBO Go is like for your smart tablets and
Netflix.
Your smart...
Netflix, anything.
It's Netflix of HBO Go. Anything that's on HBO, you can watch it on HBO Go.
Oh, nice.
Instantly.
So I got into True Blood.
Yeah.
Which is so badass.
4 days, 2 seasons down. I mean, that's just how it goes.
I like
what did I bring back from Mexico?
What did we?
Fiery poops.
Yeast.
$5 footlongs.
Smallpox blankets.
But yeah, HBO Go is... I love HBO Go. I mean, I've looked up some of the other movies on there. I haven't watched them yet. But I really do want to search more into it.
What season are you on now?
Get deeper.
I want to dig deeper. It's got me hooked. But I got to finish up True Blood first.
Binge watching.
Oh yeah, it's so good. I know there's like seven seasons, right?
Yep. We're on season seven. Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty long show.
He's going to catch up and
he's
going to
watch it in 7 days.
7 days. 7 days of True Blood.
Yeah.
He's like, I really do want to come tonight. I want to watch Sookie.
Suki.
Watch that. Suki.
Suki.
That's how he says it, too.
Suki Stackhouse. Yeah. I love you. I'm Bill Compton.
I'm Bill Compton, and I'm a real gentleman. They like to suck the blood.
I really hope people watch True Blood that listen to this show and they haven't been like, F these guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Because, no, it's hilarious. The little fangs pop. I like the way the fangs pop out. They open their mouth like.
They just click.
Like switchblades. They come out like switchblades.
Yeah. Or when they get turned on. Yeah, apparently, a vampire erection equals fangs come out immediately.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I'm getting a boner. Bing, fangs. Fangs.
Well, duh.
Makes sense. I mean,
not sure if
animalistic style coming out of you.
Not sure if hungry or horny.
Isn't that all the time?
Yeah, just walk around.
Yeah, those two go hand in hand for me.
Why don't you?
Right in the middle of sex, I'm like, man, I could use some Taco Bell right now.
I could really eat a sandwich.
Oh, that's a
pounded.
We're gonna
away,
go back.
Like,
and, we're gonna go back and censor that Taco Bell. We don't support them.
Fine, chick fill it.
I could really go for some right now.
I could really go for some home cooking right now.
I'm gonna go make a sandwich. I'm gonna make a sandwich.
Talking sandwich.
I feel like I could go for some spaghetti right now. If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about,
Tommy.
Check out our Facebook. Watch the video.
Watch
seriously.
The video. Hilarious.
Seriously, watch it. Tommy's a badass.
So that hunting chick that keeps getting on my Facebook every 5 minutes.
Right.
I finally figured out how to get rid of her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently, if you're online, you can click on it. It says, I don't want to see any posts that have to do with her anymore. And I clicked on it. Bloop. Gone. Thank
Jesus.
Nice. I
She's
saw a
on
post
there
from
every
her
day. Every day on my page.
Slowly, it's going away. Honestly, it's very
slowly. Well, now she had a little deer in her arms.
Yeah.
She's like, I love deer. And she
well,
was like,
and it said,
it. I was like, you shot one.
It says hunter's care too. And I'm like, only because you want it to grow up so that you can kill it later.
And eat it because it's delicious.
Rude.
Oh, man.
Oh, I got. Oh. Can I talk about my Facebook fight that I started today inadvertently?
It had nothing to do with Jesse. That's the best part.
Right. Nice. I'm becoming a true troll. Like, I can set a seed and just set off a bomb.
Tell us about the bomb that you set off.
In one of the neighborhood associations that I'm part of on Facebook, they were talking about how this lady, she posted something about her peach tree being robbed overnight by... some people, she thought it was people that stole all her peaches off a tree, and it turns out it's probably squirrels that stole all her peaches.
Or a dog.
Or a dog. But they were talking about squirrels, and I was like, yeah, I got a .22 that can take care of that. We can make some squirrel stew or fry up some squirrels or whatever. Oh, my God. The hipsters and hippies got in on that. There was a vegan that got in on it.
They were tearing
Holy
you. They were
crap.
Trying to tear you up, huh?
No, they completely went over me.
Oh.
Because everybody else started defending me, and then I just shut the fuck up. Like, I said one thing, and because he was like, oh, yeah, let's take out an animal that's just trying to keep itself alive, you know, and trying to sustain itself. And I was like, hey, buddy, I'm trying to sustain myself with some squirrel stew. And that's all it took, and everybody just started, and I just shut up and sat back and watched. I was like,
oh,
and everybody
God.
Was like, somebody hijacked this thread, and they're blaming everybody else. And I was like, it was me.
You're like
wow.
The Facebook Satan.
For real.
Just throw a seed down and watch everyone just kill each other over
you're
it.
In,
watch the world
Welcome
burn.
To the web of Jay.
Jay got into like almost the hundreds of comments from
what?
People arguing.
People
over
love
it.
To fight on the internet, even if they don't believe it.
Yeah, and they're all neighbors. These people are all neighbors. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool.
Imagine when they see each other in person.
Yeah, they're like,
how awkward that's going to be.
I like when I get mad at a Facebook post and then I realize that's a Facebook post. What an quit. And
yeah.
Then I just stop.
Why?
Like, yeah. Why am I mad at Joe Smo for saying I'm stupid? I'm like,
I mean, Joe Kent, he's just a, come on. You just can't be mad at that guy.
He's my hero.
I should hope so. Joe Kent saved Tommy this weekend.
Heard about it.
Yeah.
Good times. Thank you, Joe. You're my hero.
Yes. So, yeah, I don't. I think that if you're going to shoot a squirrel, you should wear cargo shorts. Jay hates cargo shorts. We found that out recently.
I hate the cargo shorts that Chris bought.
Oh, just his? Just
you told me to
bought?
Buy them.
I told you to buy shorts from American Eagle.
You told me to buy board shorts, and these are right on
Long
here.
Long board.
See the
Not
seat?
Board shorts.
Well, wait, what is the difference?
Thing. See the seed I just planted? Sit back and watch it go.
What is the difference in longboard and board shorts?
Longboard has a plain front, no pockets on the side. but they're knee length as opposed to the new ones that everybody's coming out with that keep getting shorter and shorter for dudes, which I can't fucking stand.
I like them on some people.
You never heard of ball cleavage? Girls like girls like that, dude.
I'm now down.
You
okay.
have to let them hang out.
Okay, ball cleavage.
They hang out the side. The girl sees, you know, a little bit of the... She's like, oh, that's, he's so
no,
attractive.
I like... Mm. The ones, like, right above the knee, I think, look good on some people.
Would.
Not on fat people.
Would.
Would.
Oh, when Caitlin says it's even better. She's like, ball cleavage.
Would.
See?
I'm going to start doing that now. When we're together in public,
she's like,
anybody
can,
walks by.
She's like, I can see his mammal toe.
Would.
It's worse now, because... I used to just do it occasionally, and now it's in my head all the damn time. I'm like, "Would oh, that's from the show."
Oh, me Good too, job. Dude. I do that all the time now. Like, I look at a girl, I'm like, "Would," I'm like, really?
Until Thank they hear you, and you're like, "Oh, would you like a piece of gum?"
No, then I would look at her and be like, "If I was single, I would bang you out right now," and she'd be like, "Ah,
what? Who says that?"
Super ballsy guys that get the poon.
Exactly. There you go, or Jay. Cheers to Jay.
Mm-hmm. Get the crap beaten out of him.
Hey, no. 1 out of 10 works.
No, you don't ever get... I've never been slapped for doing that.
And how many times have you done this?
Is that not what I did with you? Get all ballsy and start saying things?
You didn't say that. You didn't say would.
Oh, I know that, but I said other ballsy things.
You told me that you were a vampire.
I just like to freak them out, look at them, go, gonna.
The world needs to see the face that he just made.
Who needs a face when you're going to say gonna? Yeah. Not would. Nuh-uh. I'm not leaving anything to chance.
Just follow him.
Gonna.
Just like, what did he just say?
Oh,
shit. Oh. Just hop in the back of her truck. Come with you, babe.
Gonna.
I was having this talk with somebody today, though, about picking up girls, and it's all about that confidence. Mm-hmm.
That's really all it is.
It's true.
Yep.
It's all about confidence, but it's not about overconfidence.
No.
Yep.
Because if you can play your overconfidence as just being confident because you're ugly, then it works.
I think some of our friends, Bray, living proof of this.
Very much so.
Oh, he's very confident, overconfident, and it works out every time for him.
Yeah.
Bro, cheers to Bray.
Mm. What up, Bray?
Actually, I think we need to bring this up. Well,
the class field trip was completely ruined by...
Grave robbing.
Inserting a mason jar into my anus.
Queefing.
Black people.
Child abuse.
All right, so what I was going to say is we have another beer. It's new here today. Actually, Jay bought it for me. I did not buy this on my own accord. Jay bought it for me and said I had to drink it.
Before you get, I just want to announce that this is probably the best thing we've ever had here. Way better than any of them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. This blows all the breweries away.
By far my favorite.
I just want to say keep trying breweries. Keep
trying. Did you say it blows all the breweries?
Away.
Ah, okay. I missed that away part. Sorry.
What I'm drinking right now is Steel Reserve Blackberry.
And it's BLK.
Yeah, BLK.
Berry.
In a purple can.
It's the Alloy series.
And it looks like grape soda.
Grape soda!
It does. And honestly, it's...
MTV's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with...
Edible underpants.
Estrogen.
Poor people.
The profoundly handicapped.
So, what's the flavor like?
The flavor is like, it's like a really, I don't know if y'all ever had like the Welch's grape soda. It's like that, but 100 times stronger.
With alcohol.
But alcoholic.
With alcohol.
Yeah. Actually, give me a sip of that. I'm going to need a sip on that.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I definitely didn't buy this as a joke.
Have you ever had a drink for kids? It's just like that, but way worse with alcohol.
I love that.
Pedophile juice.
Well, I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Want some of my Welch's?
I have emptied all of the cartons and put this blackberry shit in there. Enjoy it, children.
Pretty much.
We're going to have a drunk-filled trip.
Yeah.
I have some juice in the van for you.
There's some candy, too.
So the soccer games are over. There's one left. One championship.
Yeah.
World Cup championship.
I have found this soccer thing that you guys have been talking about. I started researching it online. And I actually watched one of their... Courts? One of their courts?
One of their courts.
Their matches?
Those are things you start fires with, Chris.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
That's not what you play. You don't play with matches. Everybody knows that.
You're getting you. Burned.
But I watched the Brussels, I think, versus the Germany.
Germany? I actually saw that on...
Germany?
I think, and from what I saw is Germany put it down.
I actually saw that video on YouPorn.
The Germany rapes the Brazilian boys.
I saw that on YouPorn actually today.
Yeah,
I thought it was Germany put it down.
YouPorn. But yeah, one day.
Yes.
I think so. The soccer is going to be over soon, correct?
They said it was like a month.
There's one game left, and it's going to be Argentina playing Germany.
Hmm.
I saw
so whoever wins that is the World Cup star.
World champion.
I think they get to drink from a cup shaped like the world.
The Stanley Cup, isn't it? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Stanley Cup. Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Dropping some knowledge on the podcast.
Right?
Thank God. I had no idea. I'd row a fish with wings.
A fish with wings. It has wings.
They have fish with wings.
They drink Red Bull.
Fish.
They attack you when you're on a bridge. When you're trying to get the princess, they piss me off.
God, screw that level.
Goddamn fish! I just want to get to the princess so I can get her love and respect.
Get her peach.
Paint.
How does it say, peaches?
Paint.
Oh, if y'all don't watch the video after listening to Tommy talk for a little while, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, you should definitely watch. It's hilarious. Hilarity will ensue afterwards.
Ah.
Is that a word?
Hilarity.
What? Hilarity?
Hilarity is a word.
It and is if now. Not,
it since
is
I
now.
Used it, then yeah,
it
it's a word.
It is now.
It's worth a Google.
Check that
I just
out.
Coined that.
Hilarity. Chris just owns it. That. We want a nickel every time somebody says it.
Trademark.
So, okay, we ready? What's something that you just hate explaining to people?
Oh.
Wow.
Mine is simple. I'll go ahead and kick it because whenever anyone first opens a browser, if I have to explain anything on that first page, I can't stand. I'm like, you don't know what a freaking bar, a toolbar is. You don't know where to type the www in. I can't stand that. That's simple. It's like you've never opened a browser. I have. I just don't know what that word is at. You're like, hey, go ahead, go up there and type that in the Explorer bar. And they're like,
What do I hate?
Type in the URL.
I was about to say, that's
this
Chance.
This is something that you hate explaining.
I hate you, Chance.
I'm just playing. I just hate explaining it to you.
He's talking about something people ask you and you get irritated.
Yeah, what do you hate explaining?
When you have to try to explain it. I hate when people ask me how to draw.
How do you draw?
I fucking do.
I just do it.
Teach me. I can't. Just... I see I'm already getting flustered.
He just knocks his mic over and leaves.
You know what mine is?
What?
I hate it when people ask me how to be vegetarian. That pisses me off.
Do people ask you that often?
Yeah, because I don't know. I'm not vegetarian. I have no idea how to do that.
Oh.
I think
I was looking in the wrong direction, but because the number one answer is why I'm not married or dating anyone.
No, yeah. Mine would be, when are you going to have kids?
God, that's a good one. I don't like talking about
when
that.
When I have them? I don't know. It's not a set thing.
I have a kid now. Nobody can say that. Well, they can say, when are you going to have the next one? And I look at them and go, fuck you.
Because after fuck I read you. That was my number one, too.
Yeah, when are you going to have kids?
Like your neighbor that comes over he ain't spoke to in 6 months. He's like, hey, noticed your wife not around. What happened? Just like, shut the door.
Get away.
Fuck you.
That's terrible.
No, that's when you look at him and go, I'm gay now.
That would have been awesome.
Hey.
And then just look him up and down.
Hilarity.
Just look him up and down and be like, you'll do. Oh, no.
Wood.
Or you could have made eye contact and been like, well, she killed the other neighbor over there.
She went to prison for killing that nosy bitch next door.
God, that'd be perfect.
Oh, my heart. Then you look him up and down. Gonna.
I'm not safe here anymore.
Oh, that's gosh. Awesome.
Oh, man. Do you own or do you rent? You better get the fuck out.
Sure hope you can break that lease. But kill you with this butter knife. I'm going to kill you with a butter knife.
I don't know how you kill with a butter knife, but I'm interested.
It's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more.
Fun tip.
Robin Hood.
Fun tip. When a man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with a blank instead.
Getting married, having a few kids, buying some stuff, retiring in Florida, and dying.
A zesty breakfast burrito.
A Lunchable.
Dick fingers.
Concealing a boner.
Podcasting is so much fun. Jay, do you have a river up science story or anything for us?
Nope.
You're fired.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Chris, do you have anything for us?
I actually do.
You're fired. Oh, wait. We're kidding. Totally kidding.
Wow, Q sad music.
Oh.
All right. Actually, I found this about a week and a half ago. I hadn't been feeling right for a while. And honestly, it's been weighing on my heart. But I finally had to break down, and I went to take a test, and I got the results back. And I really didn't want to tell anybody on the podcast about this because I didn't want them to, you know, look at me differently or anything like that. But the test results came back, and there's really not any easy way to say this, but I found out that I'm 0% Texan. And I mean,
you're gonna have to leave.
I mean, I took the test. I mean, I answered it as honestly as I could, but I just have to get that out there now. I'm.
You don't know how Texan I am. I skipped it.
There was a test?
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook. Everybody was doing it.
It's like, how Texan are you? I was like, lame.
Oh my God, Chris is 0% Texan.
But I mean, I'm trying to do more steps, like, you know, drinking local Texas beer, like on the podcast.
You're right,
you
know? Right.
I already dipped, so I thought I had at least 1% Texan in there.
You need to kill you an animal and yell out, George Bush.
You need to get some of those tight jeans with the skull ring. Wow, then you're Texan.
Skull ring.
So yeah. This is all good stuff. I need support
from your
you
dip.
Know?
Your dip. You
definitely need a couple ex-wives.
But when you took the how bitchy were you quiz? what percentage bitchy were you?
I actually haven't taken that test yet.
Well, I guess that's next week.
I started to take it and then thought it was stupid. And
the only one of those I took was the one that was are you my husband's super cool or whatever? And it said I was only 88% cool, and I was like, fuck this.
What?
I actually took the Texas quiz, and I'm proud to say I got 100%.
I think that I'm like 50%.
My son took one the other day. It was what Sith Lord are you?
Yeah.
And he was so happy. He came in. He's like, I got Darth Maul. And he made his sister take it. She's like, I got Vader. And then I took it. I got the Emperor. And he's like, that's so not fair. I'm still in charge. Yep.
I just thought I had to get that out to everyone.
We're worried.
I'm glad you came clean.
We'll start a crowd fund for you. We'll get treatment.
GoFundMe for Chris to become more Texan.
Today is the next day of the rest of my life.
The first step is admitting that you have a problem.
Yeah, and I did.
That's not a problem. See, that's a sickness.
Admitting you have a problem is not Texan.
I get by with a little help from my
Viagra,
anal beads.
Wiping her butt.
The Boy Scouts of America.
Michael Jackson.
I have always gotten help from Michael Jackson, just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I don't want to know any more about that, I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe I do.
I love him.
I don't want to know about the men in your life.
Ooh. Yeah. So we're sorry, Shut Chris. Up. We deeply have sorrow for you. We're going to start crowdfunding. We're going to get this taken care of. Like there's said, treatment for this, right?
First thing you do is start wearing cargo shorts from American Eagle, and then now you're 0% Texan.
But you have to like cinch them up with those little ties on the side.
Yeah, so the mosquitoes don't get in them.
Yes.
Get into my
into your ball hole.
Wait.
There's
wait,
a hole there.
I can save it all. Who's? I can save it all. I'm going to save everything. All I have to do is take Chris over to the Ranger Stadium to eat the new 2-foot taco. You don't get more Texan than that.
You goddamn that's right. True.
2-foot, like.
Tacos are Mexican.
It's a taco. Yeah, but no.
Not. Everything's bigger in Texas.
No.
No, we took the Mexican and made it bigger.
It's Texican, okay?
That's the truth is, when you have those real Mexican tacos, so, and you, I know you know about making tacos, oh, the yeah. real ones with the lime juice, oh my God, so, corn tortillas.
It's a 2-foot Tomco?
Yes, Tomco.
What's a Tomco?
It's a new word. It's like hilarity.
Oh.
It's at the Ranger Stadium now. They were trying to compete against the hot dogs, so they came up with a 2-foot taco.
So it's got, you know, ground beef, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes.
Everything, man.
Wow.
Now I want to eat this. I wonder if they'll do it with beef.
Is it hard shell?
Yes.
How much is it? Do you know?
I'm sure it's like $27.
Fuck a hard shell taco.
What?
Mm-mm. No hard shell taco.
Why? That's what a taco is.
No, it's not, Caitlin.
No, it's not.
He's afraid of those little pieces in the roof of the mouth.
That does hurt.
It's like eating chips. No, Captain Crunch.
I love Captain Crunch.
Top of your mouth.
It does.
It's good, but it shreds the top of your mouth.
Peanut butter crunch all the way.
It does. It really just. I can't stand when you get them in there and you got to get tweezers to get them out. Blank. It's a trap.
That's a trap.
The hustle. It's a trap.
Classic undertones.
Surprise sex.
A bleached asshole.
Centaurs.
But I would totally munch down on this taco if I ate meat. You know me, I would put that 2 foot away.
I want to see Rody put it down.
Rody did put down the hot dog.
He did.
I have video proof of that, by the way.
He did.
I've done that one time before, and I was...
Did you die?
Almost.
That's the worst thing that we absolutely do on this show is mention people without having any kind of... We talk like we're a group of friends.
Yeah.
Which like, makes the show good.
Rody.
Rody. Everybody's like, who the fuck is Rody?
If you don't know who Rody
is,
he's
loading the stuff up
issue.
In the van right now. I went there.
Oh.
Rody!
I get it.
Rody! No, Rody's a good friend of ours. Love him. Love you so much, Rody. Ready to go on vacation with you and not Jay.
Yeah, I just want that 2-foot taco.
That was a whisper. He wasn't supposed to hear that.
It was a careless whisper.
So, yeah, no, he put the hot dog away.
Again.
What is it? What is he, 6 foot six? And
I'm 6'6".
He's
taller than you, right?
If you ever saw the original
6'9", 300
TV series with Lou Ferrigno, that's Rody.
Yeah. Except he's not deaf.
Is Lou Ferrigno deaf? Is that why he talks like that? I just thought he had a terrible accent.
I don't know what's more funny, what he said or she said. He's deaf? That's why he talks like that? I just thought he was a moron.
Just thought he was a retard.
He's fighting Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was looking at... I found the 10 brands that are going away, and only one... There was two that really kind of impressed me. One was DirecTV, and it said it's only going to go away if AT&T goes through with the purchase.
Like if AT&T buys it?
Yeah, like the government hasn't said okay with that yet.
Wouldn't that make them a monopoly?
Kind of hope they don't, yeah. The other one is one that I had no idea that was suffering that we've all eaten and enjoyed all these years. It's Russell Stover's, that entire line of candy. It's
really?
Yeah. It's about to sell, and Hershey's about to buy it and change it all to Hershey's.
Huh.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
There was a place out in West Texas on the way when we would go out to see the family out in Lubbock. There was a store there that was Russell Stover's store that we would always stop at. It was literally in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a cotton field. So that's going to be gone?
Yep.
It'll Russell be a Stover's. Hershey's store.
Also, Aeropostale is number 10 on this list.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yay. Oh, no, sorry.
So sorry.
What's
on the list?
There's a bunch of crap that I don't even know, man. It's BlackBerry, which I thought that was already gone. Warner Cable is about to become Comcast, so obviously they're gone. Shutterfly, don't know what that is.
That's a picture thing.
Alaska Air. We won't be able to fly to Alaska on Alaska
Air.
Oh,
my God.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of...
Necrophilia.
Eating the last known bison.
Poopy diapers.
Joe Biden.
Cybernetic enchantment. Enhancements.
So the other ones that are Zynga, Z-Y-N-G-A.
That's that still
game,
around?
That game company? No, that's not your blog. This is the game company. They make games like Words with Friends and all that kind of stuff. Huh. Hillshire's brands, or they're expecting that to go away, which is your
bullshit.
Isn't that a ham?
That's no, Hillshire Farms is owned by Sara Lee.
Go meat.
There's no way that's going away.
The company reached an agreement to buy Pinnacle Foods in May for $4.23, but the agreement sparked interest in Hillshire and triggered a bidding war for the company among the largest food packers in the industry, Tyson Foods and Pilgrim's Pride. Hillshire accepted Tyson's final offer of $8.5 billion. So,
that's weird. I can't believe Sara Lee would let that go.
For $8.5 billion? I would.
And the number one
would
the number one was Gunna. Lululemon.
Lululemon, yeah. The fucking yoga pants people. Yeah.
What?
Bye. It was just a
I
fad.
Need to go buy some.
We all knew that. Everything's a fad, though.
They yoga pants are not a fad. Hopefully, good for the fad asses.
So, I like fad asses.
I like yoga the fat asses.
Yoga pants are so bad. They're so revealing. Like, and I, you know, I don't want to be all like mean to girls, but you can see everything when they wear them, and you can see everything, every inch of everything.
My daughter will never wear them, but
it's
I
like
love them.
They probably won't be around when your daughter is.
Oh, they'll be recycling. They'll be back in about. It's about 13.
Oh yeah,
years.
I guess
they'll
that's true.
Oh, we'll be wearing different material by the time his kid grows up.
I hope so.
A we'll romantic have, candlelit well, look, dinner.
You know what's funny?
Would be incomplete without
drinking alone,
the pirate's life,
masturbation.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
You know what's funny about that is that Dry Fit is new to the world. It's a new fabric, and nobody even like, you know, we all buy it. We didn't realize that's a whole new fabric. It's a new thing.
Really,
it's been created. Yeah. When would you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean,
there was no Dry
sense.
Fit 10 years ago.
Yeah, why would you ever stop wearing
and
that?
And it feels different, and it's all woo. It's amazing.
What does it do for you?
It dries
keeps
fast.
Keeps you dry.
Like, you can get soaking wet in it. It doesn't weigh 1,000 pounds. Like, you know when you have a cotton t-shirt soaking wet, the neck starts stretching out. It's
yeah.
like droopy. No, Dry Fit. And then I can hang it up to dry, and it literally dries in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Love this stuff. I own tons of it.
I want one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can we make podcasting t-shirts about a Dry Fit?
Ooh, hell yeah, we can.
They're going to cost you a lot of money, by the way, listeners.
Yeah. We'll just wear them for ourselves. We'll just have like...
Can we get Nike to endorse it and
we
put
get
it
our
on the
names.
Sleeve or something?
Oh, yeah. Nike already wants a piece of us, you know.
We are
reason,
kind of a big deal.
Our decisions are bigger than LeBron James, so.
That's not hard. He's a fucking crybaby now.
We don't have cramps.
I thought you almost called him a crack baby.
One of us has cramps.
I was about to say, you don't?
I mean, once a month I do, but.
Right, right.
So, I don't have to be, you know,
we're
taken
out. We're out of our element, but last year we used to talk a lot about Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
My God, I can't wait for that to come back on.
Did anybody see the teaser?
There's a teaser?
Uh-huh.
I'll be watching
that. Jax riding on his bike, just straight, you know, straight, and it, like, gets close up to him, and then it, like, does these flashes, and he goes from Jax to a skeleton, back to Jax, back to a skeleton, back to a Jax, and it's like, boom, coming soon. I was like,
he's dead.
Was
he's dead.
Season six?
Seven.
But then did just jump into
is this the last
Gypsy
one?
Danger?
Yeah. Did you watch the last one?
Did you watch the last season?
The end of Ron Perlman? Yeah.
Spoiler alert. That was only a year ago. Yeah, it hasn't
that
come out.
That was the season before.
It hasn't come out on Netflix yet. No, it wasn't.
If it hadn't come out on Netflix, I hadn't seen it, so.
Yeah, that's.
How much would you like to bet on it, Mrs. Smarty Pants over here? I would like to bet you $100 cash.
Whichever season was the last season?
$100 cash.
Okay.
Like, I think
cash money.
I don't know where Netflix left off, but I got tired of waiting, and I downloaded one season.
Yep, that was it.
And that was that one? That was six.
Season six. Everybody died in the same little season thing. Bloop. Did you end it with a steak fork?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Crying.
Yep. See? Bam. So, yeah, but season seven's coming. It's
really
going to be badass. I think everybody here watches it. Chance is nodding. He watches it over here.
All alone. I'm like halfway through the first season.
Oh, man.
It didn't catch on with you, did it?
No, honestly, it didn't catch on. But I can see the potential in it, but I just haven't given it a shot again.
I had to watch it. Hey, my favorite actor's in it.
Jay, does your friend still know how to run a board?
Yeah, he does. He really does. Step into my
office. Oh, I think... Now, this is prejudiced. I just told you that I was not 0% Texan. Now you're just trying to make up an excuse to get me off the show.
Fight for me, everyone. I've been trying to do that since you said that.
Fight for me.
We're Texan on this podcast. We do Texan shit. Hey, we're going to the rodeo this weekend. You going?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's me spitting my dip out.
What is Batman's guilty pleasure?
Saying I love you.
Dark and mysterious forces beyond his control.
Muhammad, praise be unto him.
Destroying the evidence.
Heartwarming orphans.
The new Planet of the Apes movie comes out this weekend, and I'm stoked.
That looks so good.
Looks badass.
It looks really sad.
Yeah. Yay.
Dude, the origin of the Planet of the Apes, whatever that movie was before, where you saw him...
Rise.
such a sad movie.
When he raises him?
It was so sad.
Caesar. It was very sad.
And his dad with the Alzheimer shots. Mm-hmm. That was just sad. But I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I didn't watch it at the theater, and then my dad was like, "Who are you going to watch it?" And I was thinking like Charlton Heston, you know, old crap.
Right.
I watched it and it blew me away.
Yeah, it's good.
So I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. The new one looks amazing. It looks brilliant beyond anything else.
But
yeah.
Didn't they like replace the what's his face?
They didn't
Franco?
They didn't really replace him. It just has nothing to do with him. He's gone.
There's rumors of a cameo, possibly, like saying goodbye or
but
whatever.
But he's not having like this, it's not like
no,
this
it's like,
continuation.
It looks
of
like Gary Oldman's like one of the main guys.
You have to remember that virus started taking over and it's going to wipe out half of the people. More than that.
True.
That
true.
Virus.
But how is Caesar going to allow his daddy, James Franco?
Doesn't he kind of turn on him, though?
He might die of the virus. That's what I was trying to hint at. Yeah. If he gets the virus, Caesar can't do anything. He's just a monkey with a little smart
brain. Get your paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Charlton Heston from the original.
Hilarity.
Isn't the Guardians of the Galaxy coming out soon? Because that's one I want to see.
August 1st.
Yes.
That looks so good.
It's beyond excitement what I'm feeling these days.
I hope that it's like you go watch it. Like, don't get me wrong. I can't wait to see it. But I hope it's like a huge flop and it sucks.
Why?
Just so Marvel would be like, oh.
Oh, you don't like Marvel?
Take them down a step.
Step into my office. Get your fucking phone.
I think we can all agree on that one. A Marvel fan. He is a...
No, I love Marvel. I'm like, I want him to go down a peg, and then next year I want Superman,
hey,
Batman
Tommy,
to go up.
You want DC
Tommy,
to go
hold on.
Up.
Tommy, will you please tell me what you think about Marvel?
Marvel.
Oh, God. He's a big DC fan.
I'm looking forward to this, because I saw something today, an interview with... what's his name?
Vin Diesel?
No, the head guy on Planet or the
Star Lord.
Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
It's not Paul Newman. I know that. Paul Newman's the guy.
It's Chris Pratt. I was just messing with
Chris
him.
Pratt.
It's Chris Pratt. He plays Star Lord.
Yeah, and he was like, they asked him in a press conference, how did you get down to the weight that you needed to and get all ripped? And he was like, mostly crying, lost it through water weight from crying, and everything else was running and hating my life. And all of a sudden, that's super loud. Yeah. Jesus. That's the only loud one out of the whole group.
Babies are loud, don't you know?
Don't I?
Jesus. No, it's going to be awesome. And the people have already seen the final cut, obviously, and they've said, holy crap.
He's a funny guy. I think it's going to be a good movie.
It's going to be, I'm
what
sorry, Tommy, it's going to be awesome.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah. The 5-year engagement.
Never saw that.
That's the only thing I know of.
I mean,
I've seen him in other things, but I can't place him.
He looks really familiar, but I can't place him.
He's been in a ton of stuff. I watched him in that Her movie.
He's in...
He was in the Her movie, yeah.
That movie was awesome.
It was.
Ugh. There's something I seen him in the other day. I'll think of it.
Well, he's in Moneyball.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's one of the baseball players. He's in Her.
He's a first baseman.
He's in Wanted. He's in Parks and Recreation, which
that's
is
where I know him Parks from. And Rec, that's where I know him from.
He's going to be in Jurassic World too. He's going to be the main character.
Who is he?
Too.
Who is he
I'm
in
looking
Wanted?
Forward to that movie. Wanted?
So much.
Yeah. I hate what? That movie, so I really
the new Jurassic Park movie?
There's a new Jurassic Park movie?
Yeah it's called Jurassic World.
He's going to be Owen.
And supposedly, they're going to have cameos from the original cast.
And he's in my favorite animated movie, the Lego movie. He's the main Lego guy.
You started singing that Everything is Awesome song earlier, and it is still stuck in my head. And I've seen that movie once, and I hated it.
It's because everything is
awesome. We didn't even watch the whole thing.
Don't they, like, rip on Green Lantern on that
step
movie?
Step into my office.
I've watched it twice.
you punched it.
Went back and watched it?
Twice.
Seriously?
I love that movie. It's the funniest
thing. I've seen the beginning of it twice because you fell asleep.
I get my $15 coffee. First I get this. Oh, I love that movie. He's Barry in Wanted.
Do you like it better than, Gonna Wreck Him. Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah,
awesome.
Way better. I like Wreck-It Ralph, but it's way better than that.
Wreck-It Ralph sucked dick.
Hey.
God
like
bless.
Don't be rude.
Hey. I have Mr. Animation Hater over here. What animated movie do you like?
Toy Story. Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, there we go.
Nemo. See, everybody that doesn't like animation likes Toy Story because it was the first one. Get over it. There's better ones out there.
Suck on my Minecraft dick.
Suck on my pixelated dick.
It is pixelated and square. Good luck.
What?
It's actually a creeper, too.
Wow.
Oh,
is that like
God.
a joke from Minecraft?
Oh, there's, I don't get it.
The creeper thing?
No, there's a thing in there called a creeper. It's literally looks like a penis, but it's green.
I figured since you said that, I was like, that has to be from the...
I've never played Minecraft.
Neither have I. I just watched South Park.
I'm just surprised you brought that up. That was funny.
We weren't expecting something funny from you.
Black card.
God damn it. Are you serious? You're an asshole, and I hate you.
I do.
Introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with
the catapults.
The true meaning of Christmas.
Soup that is too hot.
Bitches.
Civilian casualties. Well, so I think we're about to sum this up because next week I won't be here.
Me either.
They won't, and it's going to be a me and Chris and Tommy podcast.
We'll be on vacation.
No one's going to listen
awesome.
To it. No Wait. One's going to listen to it.
You're a dick. I never said that when I was going on vacation or had
no,
a baby.
No, when you came back, you said on air that we completely sucked.
I'll say that.
You
no,
did.
We won't completely suck.
You said it on air.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want to. You made me. That was for the show as a bit.
No, your face looks serious.
Well, nobody can see my face.
I cut myself.
He's got good scars on his wrist.
Every day I'm suffering.
There's a dartboard in my room with your face and lots of darts stuck in your face and your eyes.
That's a lie because you're a bad shot.
It would all be in the
That's not what your girlfriend said last night.
Damn.
She said I'm a great shot in her face.
Now let's have a conversation with Caitlin.
She was cheering me on because she's like, fuck Jay, high five.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
She was mad that you said it sucked too because she was on it.
Yeah, that was rude.
Yep, see?
Oh, my bad.
What sucked?
He said the episode where he wasn't here and it was you, Bray, and us. He said we sucked.
Bray didn't talk, by the way.
He was like drunk or hungover or something.
I got to do it with him next week?
Yeah, just y'all three.
And me. I'm a gentle lover.
Unless I take the power cord to the mixer.
Then we're just screwed.
So
we show up and we're like, all right, we got everything. Chris, we ready?
No, there's no power cord.
You actually might be surprised. I think that we can come together as a team, guys. Put together
a quality cast.
Good stuff, and we can make things happen for you next
week. We have a surprise guest, possibly.
The secret poll that I took on the website without telling y'all, 99% of the people say you can't.
Damn it. I have admin privileges. How'd you hide that from me?
I was the only person that voted.
So that leaves 10% saying we can.
What?
Okay. I have a new goal. All funniness aside, when he comes back from his vacation... After our show,
you're gonna clean my house.
I will clean your house. After our show, We're going to go up 15 likes.
That's a good goal.
I will.
Don't pay for that.
I'm not going to bet on that, but I will back that.
We can make fake.
Oh, right, right. So there's going to be like 15 Joe Blows that like
our. I keep getting the same person liking it.
Joe Blow the third, Joe Blow Jr., Joe Blow Sr.
You got to make them chicks to throw it off.
Mm.
Jane Blow.
Jane Blow.
Jane Blow.
Jay and Joe Blow, such a cute couple, and they like my podcast. Our podcast.
And apparently they blow each other
all the time,
which will get us even more likes.
But it's that's actually true. But no, they're gonna do a show. It's gonna be epic, beyond epic. And then I get to review it.
Mecha Hitler.
I'll probably never. I will probably never do this again. Vacation.
You're never gonna go on vacation again.
I'm already having seizures. Stress.
Yeah.
No,
I'm sorry. You're like on Wednesday. You're gonna be like, oh god, oh god, I know it's coming.
Email you an outline. Here you go, Jay.
Here, do this and this. Do not stray from this.
I'll just take a short video of me just tearing it up. And then it'll be terrible.
I really wish I hadn't teared it up.
This is so hard to put back together. I tore it in so many small pieces.
What are we
gonna do? I should have made a copy of this before I tore it to shreds.
All I can make out is Jay and then 2015 and death.
Whoa.
It's like tarot cards. Damn it.
Tarot cards.
If you die next year, I'm going to be sad.
You've activated my trap card.
You like jinx yourself. Don't jinx yourself.
So, but next week you quit?
Yep. Quit. Done. Yep. It's not really a vacation. I quit. At first I wanted to do that, but then I thought that was dramatic and retarded. So, like, act like I really quit, and y'all come on and be like, oh, he quit. And then it's like, and everybody's like, what the hell? And then it's like,
oh my God, Jason.
We'd get a million messages while on vacation. So
yeah. Like, I posted on Twitter and got like 3 text messages immediately.
That you were quitting?
From people that I don't even talk to every day. I was like, whoa.
Oh, so guess what? Next week, sorry to say, but Jason's quitting.
Quitting.
He's done.
Jason's quitting next week and the crowd goes mild.
They're like, oh, it's finally going to be good. I can't wait.
Finally, Jason's voice isn't going to be on there anymore. It's not going to get me wet anymore every time I watch this.
He keeps telling him to turn the volume up because he's an asshole. He's fired that Jared guy and he fires everybody.
Jesus.
He's such a dick.
He is a dick.
I try to fire Tommy twice, but he keeps coming back.
Hey, and I just had a good idea.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're fucking fired.
Keep it to myself.
Your good idea can come out next week because the oppressor won't be here.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the oppressor.
We'll talk about it later.
We're just gonna do a show that hates on everything that Jason likes. The Giants suck religion and all this other stuff.
The Giants suck religion?
Yeah, you never seen that?
That's actually the title of our next week's episode. Giants suck the Giants religion. Suck.
The Giants
religion.
Oh, I'm so glad I have admin and powers over that.
Oh, yeah, well, so do we. So we'll just keep changing it.
As fast as you posted it, I could erase it.
We'll just sit here for hours going back and forth. Erase, post, erase, post, erase, post. Jason, we will win out.
It's easy. It's erase, change password, done.
Oh, shit.
And I go to bed.
And then you come back and be like, looks like you guys didn't even do a podcast, pussies.
What happened?
God. Flex my internet muscle.
Mm.
Like I really care.
Guess what? Change password. Do it just a little bit different than the other one.
One number difference.
And
they'll never know.
And write it down, because if not, I'll forget.
The password the whole time, guys, was password.
And then I changed it to password one.
I had on my old laptop, I had the best password ever, like the whole time through college.
What was it?
Nothing.
It was nothing.
And I used to watch, like, everybody, like, they had this thing when you'd leave, they'd get up and take, like, an ass selfie for your wallpaper when you were gone.
Yeah.
I just left it blank and hit enter and watch people type shit. No matter what they push, it's going to be wrong.
So you put left it blank.
I just left it blank and hit enter, and that was my password. Everybody tried to type something. Never worked.
I didn't know that would work.
I have Apple.
Oh.
Superman.
So.
Nobody knows where you're coming from.
Something before we go, something I just noticed was that Chris and Jay are wearing opposite shirts.
Whoa.
We are.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we're battling earlier. Now you're also wearing evil opposite entities.
Exactly. It's kind of like yin and
yang. I think
we
should like film a lightsaber battle and show it. It'll be great. One of you has a red one, a green one, nerds.
I want the pink one.
I'm going to be like Samuel L. Jackson. I want the purple lightsaber.
Purple versus pink. Oh my gosh, Pride Month.
shoot the gay away.
We love you.
Oh, everything is awesome.
Hope you guys enjoyed it and enjoyed the I don't know what we were doing with those random things. They were fun. I don't know either.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Every once in a while I felt moved by the spirit. Mm-hmm. And I said something funny.
Yeah, you know.
And this episode was brought to you by Still Reserve. Be okay, Barry.
Good night.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go. Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close. So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done.
Now. But when we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.